Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to a new episode. I hope you're doing well wherever you are. Thanks for coming back. So today, the day that this episode is being released, is a very special day in the Jewish calendar. It's the day right before one of the holiest days of the year. It's called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, or really it's all about forgiveness and about starting the new year with a clean slate. It's about asking for forgiveness from the people around us, from our loved ones, from ourselves, and starting a clean slate with God, with the universe, with the world, and really being able to clean ourselves from everything around us and be able to start like new. And why am I talking about this today? Because I think that the message, or there's really many messages, but we will talk about one today. One of the messages of this day is really so essential for every day of the year, and especially for our relationships. So most of the day is really around prayer and about asking for forgiveness for the things that we've done and reflecting on the things that we've done and how our year was and what we want our year to be like that's going to start from now on. And we start off the prayers in a very interesting way. And I'm going to read to you the sentence. There's this like declaration that's made by the cantor. And we repeat this three times. So we say, Al da'at ha-makom, I'm not going to read the whole thing in Hebrew, but it says, with the consent of the Almighty and the consent of this congregation, in a convocation of the heavenly court and a convocation of the lower court, we hereby grant permission to pray with the wrongdoers. Now in Hebrew, the word that we use is litpalel im ha'avaryanim, to pray with, the literal word is really with the criminals. Now, here on the holiest day, we're getting ready to clean all our sins, to start anew with God, with ourselves, with the people around us. Why do we want to start off our prayers with the wrongdoers? Why do we want to start by granting permission to be amongst the wrongdoers? And I think that that's exactly it. It doesn't matter where you're at right now, how far down you sunk this year. There's always a way out. There's always an opportunity to fix the broken. Rabbi Nachman says that if you believe that you can break it, you must also believe that you can fix it. In any situation where there is a place to do bad, you also must believe that there's also a potential to be able to do good. Researchers estimate that 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. It gets higher once you go to second marriages and third marriages. But the main reason, the most common reason given by divorcing couples, according to a recent national survey, was lack of commitment. Now, I hear this all of the time. We fell out of love. I don't love him anymore. I'm not attracted to him anymore. We grew so far apart. There isn't even what to fix anymore. And the problem is not only commitment to the marriage, but it's about commitment to the idea that there is a way to fix the broken. So many times people think that this is just the way marriage is. You start off high and then it slowly goes down, down, down. You have the kids, it goes even further down. You feel like you have to stay married because you have kids now, but the marital bliss is not there anymore. And you think that that's just what happens in life. Now, I do want to say here in parentheses that divorce is not always negative. I do believe that there are sometimes that divorce is needed, right? And whether it's an abusive relationship, whether there's addictions involved, whether there's cheating and no way to restore the trust, there are places where divorce is important. But we really need to change in our culture this view of divorce as a legitimate solution. First, before we get to having to think about divorce, I wish couples would fight with all they have to fix, to believe that no matter where they were wrongdoers in their relationship, they can fix and they can start a clean slate, or rather start a clean slate and like erase everything that was, really learn how to flourish from a failure. So today I'm here really just to send out a reminder, because it doesn't matter where your relationship has gone, how far away you feel that you have grown, no matter how disconnected you feel. Maybe you forgot what it feels like to love being with your husband. Maybe you guys have this habit of escaping to your phones to wind down at the end of the day and kind of run away from each other and having to actually work on your relationship. And maybe you forgot what it's like to even crave that time together. Or maybe things became a bit explosive in your relationship. Maybe every time there's a conflict between you, it ends with a bitter fight, with a lot of hurt, maybe lots of anger. Wherever your relationship is right now, it can get better. Way better. Way better, I'm telling you, from personal experience and also from the experience of my clients. All you need is desire and the right tools to get you there. I'm going to leave you with homework today. In order to really transform your relationship, you need to know what you want to transform it into. This is such an important and simple step that so many people just completely look over. I hear again and again from women saying that they want their relationship to be in a different place. And when I say, well, what does that look like? They have no idea. So it's easy to complain about something and it's easy to want things to be different, but you gotta know where you wanna go with it. So you can either write it out or imagine it, even though I recommend doing an imagination more with guided help at this point. So try and write it down. Write down, how would you like to see your relationship? What would be different in your relationship than what is right now if you were living your ideal relationship? How will it feel? What would it look like in your life? Really try and anchor in to what you want your relationship to be. What do you want it to feel like? What do you want it to look like? If you were looking from the outside in, what would you see? And then once you know where you want to go, you can start making steps towards there. But first, before we can even get there, we need to commit to committing. Commit to fighting together, and through the hard parts, know that you can completely change your relationship for the better. No matter how far apart you grew, no matter how much apathy there is in your relationship or anger or resentment, just like Rabbi Nachman said, there's always a place to fix. If it can get worse, then it can also get better. If you're ready for that transformation, and you're ready to get the tools you need so you can really start living in love again, please send me a DM and I would love to see if we could work together and make this happen. We could check if working together would be a good match, and if not, we can point you in the direction of the right tools that you need in order to get there. I am sending you all lots of love, wishing you all a beautiful, happy new year, whether you're celebrating a new year or not. But may we all be able to really clean our hearts from anger and resentment, be able to learn from the inside out that you can always make things better. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's torturous. Sometimes you feel like you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But commit to that commitment of understanding that things can get better, and to the commitment of we are going to work as hard as we can in order to make this relationship so beautiful. Because just like I always say, it's the biggest gift that you can give to yourselves, and it's the biggest gift that you can give to your children as well. So commit to it. Commit to the commitment and make it beautiful. Make it unbelievably beautiful in your life, and that it gives you life instead of sucking out of your life. And make it something that is an inspiration for you in your life and an inspiration for your children. I'm sending lots of love to you all out there, and I will see you here next time. Thank you so much for being here. If this episode or any other episode have been helpful, please go on and share it with a friend who would love it too. Also, please take a second and go on to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the podcast. That way we can reach more moms out there and bring more love to the world.